presenting itself without known antecedents is systematically rejected. Toned down, molded, chewed, rechewed, spooled forth, destroyed, yes, and worse, reduced to the most monstrous of mediocrities. The excuse offered is always the vulgarity of the vast majority of the public. And I insist that this is absolutely false. The public is infinitely superior to the rubbish that is fed to it daily. The masses have always known where to find true poetry. Misunderstanding has come about entirely through those middlemen of culture who, with their lofty airs and their superior quacking, come between the creator and the public.